Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 15th day of July, 2013, on this live Monday edition, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the next 3 hours, and we are going to take phone call after phone call, interspersed with amazing medical news, pro-life news, our criminal hijacked government funding Al-Qaeda publicly, big developments on that front, in the first and second hour, and then Mike Zula will be joining us in studio. And Mike is, of course, the head of Sheriff Arpaio's Cold Case Posse, and he's going to be in studio with us coming up in the third hour here in Austin, Texas. Now, obviously, I'm going to open the phones up on the whole Trayvon Martin situation. But I want to open the phones up first, in the first hour, for the type of people that are all over InfoWars.com. It is a minority. It's a small number of people compared to the thousands of other comments. But there are hundreds of comments out of tens of thousands saying, I need to be killed, not just Zimmerman needs to be killed, and that the police all need to be killed, and that the jurors need to be killed, and the jurors need to commit suicide. And, of course, you're seeing a lot of celebrities, black celebrities, say things like this. And it is such a disgusting spectacle that it makes me physically nauseous to see things like this unfolding, and how it still shows the dinosaur media with the government can change the subject. Whether Zimmerman did it in cold blood or not, I think there was reasonable doubt, just like with O.J. or so many other cases. And if there's reasonable doubt, you must acquit. You must find not guilty. And that's just how law works. And the way the media can try to inject all this racial tension, and you'll never hear anything out of the NAACP or the establishment black leadership that's run by the globalist about AFRICOM killing tens of thousands of innocent people a year, destroying Libya, or committing all these crimes, or the Al-Qaeda forces they put in to control Libya, killing 40-plus thousand people, most of them blacks, because some of the Wahhabist Arabs are very, very racist. No, the only racism that can exist is white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant or Catholic or whatever. Just if you're a white guy and you speak clear English, you're the devil. And it's just a diversion. I know it's fun to hate for some people out there. It's fun for the ignorant Klan and groups. But the Klan does not have MSNBC and Al Sharpton behind them. And it's meant to keep people in their own welfare-controlled, dependency-controlled, where basically all people in the inner city, from what I see in the culture that's put out, do is feel victimized and create a culture of separateness, which is done in the name of multiculturalism and liberalism. So you see how the eugenicist, fake liberal racist have deployed this. It's actually a stroke of genius. In fact, the Aryan nations, the white supremacist, all those groups really should love the Democratic Party and should love MSNBC, because what it does is cause total division and balkanization, where people then segregate themselves. And for that, I am called a racist. We're pointing out that 63% of the abortions in Texas are minorities, similar numbers in Florida or New York. That is racist. For pointing out that Obama, that the black unemployment has doubled under Obama. That's on record. That is racist. So here, I won't be racist. Put Zimmerman in jail. Put more fluoride in the black drinking water supply. Abort more black babies. Now we'll get an NAACP award.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, the 15th day of July 2013, and we are going to have open phones and a ton of news throughout the broadcast for you today. And then we're going to have the head of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, Mike Zula, in studio with us to break down his multi-year investigation of who Obama really is. And then there's no doubt we don't know who he is, and that birth certificate is a fake. There's no doubt. And you always hear these establishment folks out there saying, don't look at this, don't investigate it. It's kooky, don't go there. We didn't buy 2 billion bullets. We're not spying on the press with the NSA. The border bill is secret. You can't see it, but it doesn't give amnesty. And then we get the bill and it has amnesty. Obama didn't run guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And then the memos come out that indeed they did. On and on and on. Oh, the government isn't funding Al-Qaeda. Oh, the government is funding Al-Qaeda. All of this has come out. And I actually got a clip I'm going to play later in the broadcast today from the Five Friday on Fox, where they say, how dare these people support the fact saying that one of the brothers, the surviving brother, the patsy, in the Boston bombing, how dare him plead not guilty, and how dare there be a group saying that he was set up? I mean, because we've been told after they shot him up in the boat and tried to kill him, and then the press got a video feed of the boat, so they weren't able to make sure he was dead. Then he climbed out talking, and then suddenly had his throat cut out, and he looks like he's been tortured pretty bad. We know his brother was working for the CIA. That's come out. That's been confirmed. Back of the newspaper. And you've got a drill going on with the stand down and their friends being executed by the FBI and FBI agents involved in investigating and their arrest are falling out of helicopters. And now I was watching C-SPAN last Friday, and they were having hearings with the police chief of Boston, and they had some other Homeland Security people there, and they said, oh, no, we need robots everywhere looking for bombs and checkpoints and responses to IEDs. And it's the rollout of get ready for the domestic bombings. It's going to happen. This is how you bring in martial law if you're a foreign offshore crime syndicate that's hijacked the country. So I'm going to be getting into that after phone calls. In the middle of the next hour, I'm going to look at what's happened with the Boston bombing, because he's pled not guilty. He's pled not guilty. And that's because he's at least getting somewhat of a trial and hasn't been disappeared to Gitmo, which they tried to do. Where, oh, he says he did it. Of course, we torture people, but hey, I mean, you know, North Vietnam tortured our pilots and they confessed, and the good guys torture. No, the good guys don't torture. Torture is only good for fake confessions. That is a well-known historical fact. It's only good to terrorize the public. Are you saying our government has corrupt elements in it? I mean, what's wrong with torture? See how far we've gone? They've now announced that a few weeks ago, it only hit the news today, the law was repealed that we've had since the 40s, that you can't have domestic propaganda pointed at the people by the Pentagon and by the federal government using taxpayer money. And in the article I saw that I'm going to get to, they're saying things like, what's the big deal? I mean, we have other governments pointing propaganda at us, RT, Al Jazeera. What's wrong with having government propaganda pointed at you here in America? In fact, here's the article. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, when you turn on, this is one of the biggest issues. When you turn on the nightly news, and the messages are anti-gun, anti-liberty, anti-freedom, anti-constitutional republic, anti-family, anti-Second Amendment, anti-common decency, you know what the propaganda message is. And it's come out for 70 years that Hollywood's been involved in propaganda. But now it is overtly anti-human, anti-freedom, and is basically weaponized culture, weaponized media pointed at the American people. And it's a big whitewash article put out by Foreign Affairs, a division of the Washington Post. Kurt Nimmo cuts to the heart of it with his article up on Infowars.com. CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. Smith-Mundit Act reformed this month, allowing CIA to disseminate propaganda. Yeah, it's not just the CIA. Remember Congress ruled in the Congressional Accounting Office, and they had several other investigations, that it was illegal to use government money to try to get government legislation passed. Because the legislation is supposed to come from the states and the representatives that are elected there, not from the central government using our tax money to try to affect the general public. That makes the government itself the propagandist with the upper hand to sell the takeover of society. Every authoritarian country has a state-run media. And it's been done here really intensely the last 30, 40 years, intensifying. Before, it was outwardly focused with the Cold War, but that propaganda comes back domestically. Now, it's being focused in and directed against the American people and the American system and the Bill of Rights itself. It's openly being directed against the Constitution, against the Declaration of Independence, against any form of check and balance. It is so over the top in its extremism that it staggers and beggars the mind. There are no words to describe. And any time this stuff comes out, a micron of it will come out. In 1 year, the executive branch controlled by Bush, which is not supposed to be able to appropriate money and then direct it, Congress does that, and then orders the executive to implement through the bureaucracy. So you have a separation of powers. But in 1 year, $8 billion was spent by the federal government to promote No Child Left Behind. $8 billion in 1 year that the executive had in its propaganda slush funds on one program to federalize education. That's what it really was. And to get kids into the government trap when they're 3 years old, not 5 years old. God forbid they get any influence from their parents. But parents aren't even parenting. It's television anyways. But they want to get their hands on them medically, get the vaccines in them, get the GMO in them, get them on the state-run path to identify with the state as mommy and daddy. And you remember the commentators that came out, the different radio hosts, different TV hosts, different journalists, different syndicated columnists that you never hear about anymore. Who was it? Armstrong Williams, who got $244,000. Let's pull that up, guys. Armstrong Williams, paid by White House. And it was secret. And then basically he was discredited, the media said, after it came out, that he was given $244,000 under the table just to write a couple news articles as a black conservative to sell conservatives on accepting what Bush was doing. And again, it wasn't even Bush. Yeah, there it is. Columnist dropped by syndicator over Education Department payments. And excuse me, I hadn't looked at that in about 5 years. It was $240,000, not $244,000. See, my memory distorts. When I was like younger than 30, it was photographic most of the time. Now, as you get older and brain cells die, I've noticed it's distorting. Like I said, okay, I believe that the British East India Company was founded 400 years ago. And I was incorrect when I looked it up last week. It was 401 years ago. See the distortion? I'll say Bloomberg and AP reported that Wells Fargo Wachovia laundered $376 billion in 2 years. And it was $378 billion. Why did I shave $2 billion? I don't know. I don't know. He was paid, why did I just add $4,000? He was paid $240,000 secretly by fake neocon conservatism, and then they use that coming out as a reign of terror to make all the other writers and journalists get scared so that they would then go and sign national security agreements to actually be spies for the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, other departments of Homeland Security. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that. Under Project Mockingbird, and that's just an old system, most of the major editors, most of the major writers are actually doubling under InfraGuard-type programs as assets of different federal agencies, themselves run by foreign offshore banks. We ain't in Kansas anymore. And I only use the Armstrong Williams case, just like I'll use giving smallpox blankets to Indians to talk about biowarfare. It's something most people know about. There are thousands of admitted examples. When you go see a movie and there's an anti-male thing presented or an anti-family thing, or the male's always an idiot and the mom's always the boss, that is to model, humans model, just like dogs model off the behavior they see. So they model so that you go around and women, when you go into a trendy area, they don't talk to men, waitresses, waiters, cops, bureaucrats. They talk to the woman. Men aren't even to be talked to or listened to as slaves. You've heard this before, the house slaves of the women. unless you work for the government. Then you're a hyper male in a uniform to be worshipped as the god. But only the only male role model is of the state. The state is the husband.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Phone calls in the next segment. We're going to get New York TV newsman Lionel on, who is a former Miami prosecutor. So he's going to be popping in to give us his take on how this was a fraudulent trial. At the bottom of the next hour, then we've got a special guest joining us as well to break down who Obama really is coming up in the third hour. But the reason I started the broadcast off today with the announcement of, oh, the CIA and the Pentagon and every other federal agency is going to directly propagandize you. Because this isn't just news. If you read what they're saying, they're going to engage in psyops openly. Well, in a way, that's almost good that we're going to have open state-run media, because I'm trying to explain to you that in the old days, the FBI would come to somebody and say, if you don't report like we want, we're basically going to come after you. And again, most of the FBI wasn't involved in this. They had special divisions that did the political intimidation. So the compartmentalized good guy FBI had no idea what was going on. They had Defense Department people that did this. J. Edgar Hoover would get on a power trip and make directors give him edits of films early so he could approve it. This always happens in authoritarian regimes. If you watch The Lives of Others, that's based on a true story of the Stasi spy grid in East Germany, you see the party officials over arts and entertainment making all the most lovely TV and film stars and actresses have sex with them and approving what they liked. And if someone didn't kiss their butt, even if they were a communist, that's finally what made the Eastern Germany fall, was that they were even mean to other leftists and communists. It was just authoritarian nightmare. Of course, anything centralized will become authoritarian. It's like creating 100-degree swamp water. You're going to get amoebas in it. You understand that? That's kind of an analogy. Liberty is like sub-zero water. There's not going to be any tyranny living in that. But tyranny, as it heats up to 103 degrees, it is a living soup of parasitic crud. And you let big government come in, you have just brought in the ether in which this is allowed to grow. Conversely, history has shown, and I'm a hardcore libertarian, no government creates an ether of just gangs and bedlam and then warlords that then form governments. And generally, people get sick of the warlords and no productivity, then they get overthrown by more and more stable systems. That's the problem with people like Adam Kokesh's plans. Is he's like, we'll just see what happens. We'll just get rid of the government and then we'll figure it out. And I'm like, really? With the big mega corporations having all the power and their own paramilitary forces, they will instantly come into that vacuum. The globalists actually overthrow countries' governments to create a vacuum to come in and do that. I mean, we're talking real world here, ladies and gentlemen, not pipe dreams. You have anarchy, you get hell on earth. You get a big government, you have hell on earth. This is a fact. This has happened over and over again. And the biggest piece of evidence you've got of tyranny is not just the books written by the globalists and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Club of Rome that we bibliograph and films and shows and show you where they're at. And please go look it up. Please go read the British Ministry of Defense 2007 Global Collapse Model. Please go find out why they're getting ready, why they want our guns. Please, when you turn on the news or you turn on dramas and sitcoms and movies, every show is anti-male, anti-gun, anti-liberty, pro-abortion, pro-forced vaccines, pro-checkpoints, pro-martial law. I saw two movies a few weeks ago, action drama movies is what we happen to watch in bed late at night with my wife. And both of them, the CIA was killing people's kids in front of them. And at the end of the movie, they're good guys for killing people's kids. In fact, I'm going to look up the name of that during the break. It's like Numbers something. One of the movies where the numbers, and they broadcast out the numbers, and then the hit teams go out, but bad guys take over, and then broadcast kill the CIA guys and the hit teams, and on and on and on. And in the movie, you know, he kills the guy's 11-year-old daughter, and he kind of feels bad about it, but it's okay because he's a good guy. Cold-blooded, kills the girl because he knows it's... I mean, it's just sick. And that's what they do in real life. It's collateral damage, folks. In this country, at least since the 60s, they will send in paramilitary teams, whether it's in Guatemala or South Vietnam or right here in the U.S. And if they're at somebody's house, say, killing Gary Webb, if his kids would have been accidentally there, they'd have killed them, folks. That's called collateral damage, you know, where they blow up a wedding party and kill 100-plus innocent people to get one bad guy that they call a terrorist. I saw Time magazine, had an article on drones, and it said, it's killed so many thousand terrorists. No judge, no jury. You're just a terrorist, and if we kill you, you're a terrorist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Gentlemen, we are back live here on this Monday worldwide edition of the transmission. Mike Zullo will be joining us, head of the cold case posse. He says 100% proof that the birth certificate is completely fake. And again, they put out a fake one on purpose, I believe, to then create a debate about that instead of all of Obama's policies. It shows how sophisticated these guys are. The whole Kenya thing, this is conclusive now, was a diversion from who his dad really was. The White House admits, he writes in his own book, Dreams of My Father, about how he would go and spend summers with the famous communist pornographer. Black pornographer, his dad. Unbelievable. But they don't call it his dad. He would go to be mentored, and his grandfather was good friends with him and would bring him over there. And you look, it's his dad. It's amazing. No wonder his wife, the first lady, said over and over again until 6 years ago that Obama was born in Kenya. No wonder his Harvard documents said that he was born in Kenya when he was the head of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, that's their write-up in the magazine that came out quarterly. Imagine, you're the head of the Harvard Review, and there's the write-up about you, and they had a write-up that went out to publishers for over 15 years. Hey, you know, do a book about Obama, this great guy, and they get books. The, you know, the Kenyan-born guy that came to America and became the head of the Harvard Review. And then Chris Matthews goes, it's insane to say that we haven't given the birth certificate for 4 years, remember? They go, this is the birth certificate, a receipt of it, a modern printout. Everybody's like, that's the printout. And then finally they go, oh, you're right, here it is. And you look at it, and it's in layers on purpose with the different layers of fake stuff. And they used a font that's the typewriter font to make it look like a typewriter, but it's not a typewriter because the letters are identical. They have fake splats on them, microscopic splats, but they're all unified. It's open and shut, completely fake. It'd be like if every snowflake falling out of the sky was the same snowflake. Those aren't natural snowflakes. It'd be like if you went in a house that had thousands of fingerprints, but they were all the same fingerprint. You'd say, you know, this is not more people's fingerprints. This is one set. This is the type of stuff, but he's got dozens and dozens and dozens. In fact, I told Zulo last week, or through the producer, to bring his exhibits if he wanted to email those to you guys. Did he indeed send the exhibits? Because I'd like to go over the exhibits on air. The affidavit, good. Well, we'll go over any exhibits that they also have online for TV viewers, for radio listeners. We'll direct you where the affidavit is, because they're going ahead with a lawsuit over this. So he's going to be in studio with us on that subject. Now, I haven't gotten into Trayvon Martin yet. I started the broadcast out going, oh, look, here is mainstream news admitting that our media is going to be directly targeted and the public's going to be targeted with propaganda and with psychological operations. Now, this has already been going on. It's kind of like the NSA's been spying on us forever, but now it's going to spy and record everything you ever do forever and pre-crime track you without warrants, totally illegal. And they're just going, what are you going to do to us? And now they come out and go, oh, yeah, we're going to have Voice of America and its hundreds of sitcoms and dramas and soap operas. And by the way, you know what these soap operas are? Take your shots. All the, you know, the classic brainwashing, all the conditioning, and now it allows those funds to flow and even covert propaganda planted in newspapers. They're just saying, oh, we're saying it's legal now. We're saying we can torture you and disappear you if you want. The president signed the NDAA. He can do whatever he wants. He can decide to kill whoever he wants, including U.S. citizens. Who needs judges? Who needs juries? Who needs indictments? Why do you think they're bringing in this culture of total tyranny? Because they're going to hammer the economy, take the bank accounts, and irrevocably turn America scientifically into a tyranny. And that's why there's bipartisan support for this, because the word's gone out, hey, you get with the program or you get dead, or you get put in prison, or you get shut out of the power structure and all the moolah. But the problem is when everybody sells out, everything collapses. I use the analogy of pornography. I saw a Wall Street Journal article a few months ago. Women, supermodel type women, that were being paid $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 per pornographic shoot are being paid maybe $1,000 now. Many women end up doing it for free now just so they can promote their website and try to get a fan base, try to make money off that. Because everybody went in the economy the last 20 years, and it went from thousands of women doing porn to tens of thousands of women doing porn to hundreds of thousands of American women now engaged in hardcore pornography. And then women started doing more and more bad things for their body, more and more disgusting things, more and more degrading things. And now they can't even get paid extra money to do unspeakably disgusting, unhealthy, horrible things. And if you criticize it, you're a square and you're anti-woman and you're anti their freedom. Yeah, to have some Russian gangster break their jaw and put cigarettes out on them. And yeah, you're right. I'm trying to steal the women's wonderful rights. Gay men have the lowest life expectancy in this country on average, and have on average over 200 partners a year, and die alone without children and without family. I don't hate them for what they do sexually. I don't even judge them. I'm just simply saying, why is this being force-fed? Why is this being promoted? I mean, I've covered a Rolling Stone article, but I'd already read this in other medical journals, a Rolling Stone article about 10 years ago called Bug Chasers, where from San Francisco to New York, the trendy thing is to get HIV. And so men try to go out and get it to then show their family they're truly gay and really show their parents, that they've committed to it. I mean, it's human sacrifice that's going on. And what do they push now to five-year-olds in programming, on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, on record to five-year-olds, teaching them not just how to have sex, which would be bad enough, but what do you do in sexualizing children, but confusing their gender and trying to teach them about not just homosexual sex, but other forms as well. I mean, this is a pervert, crazy government that's so decadent. All they've got is targeting children. And that's what happens in every culture in history when it becomes decadent and goes into these cycles. We're sitting here watching this. So when you see all this, ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why every show is anti-regular father, every show is anti-family, and is pro-break up the family or have foster parent families run by two lesbian cops, where the bad guys on every show are the biological parents trying to get their kids back. I mean, I turn on, my wife goes, I can't watch any television. She said, whether it's British sitcoms or dramas, or whether it's French sitcoms and dramas, or Italian, because she grew up in Europe and speaks all those languages, or whether it's American, or whether it's all anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-gun, anti-America, 24/7, because that's who runs our country. That, and that isn't just liberals running around who want to condition us to, all be tolerant. They want to teach everybody to not be tolerant and attack people that just want to live like normal mammals. One male fox, one female fox in a den having babies. A daddy whale, a mommy whale, having two baby whales that nurse mommy in the Atlantic Ocean. That's not racist. That's not extreme. That's not bad. They say mother and father. Those words are now intolerant in France and the U.S. and Canada, and the federal government's removed the name mother and father, man and woman. Just saying you're a man is bigoted. Just saying you're a woman that likes men is bigoted. Look at it. This is who they are. They're attacking humanity. It's a eugenics operation. They hate gay people. They use gay people as the vector in New York to spread HIV. That's been declassified with HIV in, look it up, with HIV in the hepatitis shots in the 1970s. The Bayer Pharmaceutical putting HIV in the factor VIII. Folks, they don't care about you, but it becomes your identity until they caught a bunch of people trying to get in the Texas Capitol with bags of feces, urine, blood, bloody tampons. I'm sorry to talk like this. This is Associated Press. To throw it on the pro-lifers and the people in the legislature. And they run around spitting on people, screaming and yelling demonically, saying, I love you, Satan. Hail Satan. We've played it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm right down the street from it. We sent Jakari down there, and he got people just freaking out, flailing around like it was some type of demonic voodoo ritual or something. These women covered head to toe in satanic tattoos, screaming, Hail Satan, with bags of poop. Because that's all they've got. Is, look, I'm going to be bad. I'm going to show you. That's their possession now. Not a good job, not having kids, not having a good husband. Not having some goats and chickens in the backyard and growing things and being loving. No, being demonic hobgoblins running around foaming at the mouth. That's what happens in every culture that gets decadent. It always, Rome, Babylon, the Aztecs, you know history. People end up cutting themselves, tattooing themselves, running around, human sacrificing, wallowing in poop. Japan, the most popular shop in Japan, look this up, are poop shops. And I got families listening. I'm not going to go any further into this. The whole point is that there are vending machines everywhere. I'm not even going to get into what's going on. Things you can't even imagine. Bloomberg reported the number one seller in Japan now is diapers for men and women, not Depends, because you have incontinence. It is the relished pleasure of large sections of the Japanese to wear diapers and to defecate on themselves and to sit around watching TV and doing it right out of Idiocracy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm joking, there it is. Adult diapers surpass new trend among Japanese women. And, of course, with the Japanese, cleanliness was their culture. Being clean, taking two big hot baths a day, scrubbing their skin, being the cleanest culture on earth. But see, how do you become decadent? How do you show people, I'm desperate, I'm scared, I'm freaking out, I don't know what to do with all this electromagnetic radiation and this TV culture and the breakdown of the family? What do? We commit suicide culturally. And I'm not knocking you if you got tattoos as a rite of passage, you were in the military, I see some neat tattoos, it's an art form, I get it. Got friends with tattoos. I get it. My wife's got a pretty rose tattoo on her back she's had since college. Whatever. The point is that in cultures, when the people start getting tattoos and cutting themselves and changing their body, look at the Old Testament. Every culture that did that, oh my gosh, get ready. It's a sign. Millions of diapers in Japan are sold a day. For adults. And everybody sits there in their office or at the factories pooping on themselves and celebrating it. That's their right. It's their right to put a diaper on and to do this all day and to stink. And you are a square. I mean, what do you call it? If you're bigoted, if you say, hey, the family's okay, I guess it's bigoted. I'm a bigot. Maybe I'll be hauled up by the UN International Tribunal for being a bigot because I'm saying it's wrong to do things like that. And so that's all we've got now. And the black community has been programmed more than anybody that what their possession is that they've been abused. They've been treated bad. Everybody's out to get them. All the whiteys are racist and that they can be racist and say, kill whitey. That's okay. And then don't expect whitey to then become. And I told you I would expect. I said last Friday, I believe, I've been saying this for months, that Zimmerman would be acquitted because the charges were too strong and there's reasonable doubt. And I said I thought there would be moderate riots in California, Florida, Detroit, and New York. And there have been unrest and windows being broken and things being set on fire and highways being blocked and people being assaulted. But they call it a protest. Oh, TV reporters got their cameras taken and surrounded and beat up. A protest? Really? Can I just walk up to a camera guy and break their jaw and go, protest? Just kind of like these protesters when the government uses Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria and all these places. So it's a protest. But America gripped by second night of fury over not guilty verdict for neighborhood watchman who shot black teenager armed only with a bag of Skittles. Well, he was armed with his fist and was reportedly on top of him, beating him. But I don't know. That's what witnesses said. Reasonable doubt. I don't know that OJ for sure killed his wife, even though he's found guilty in a civil trial. So if there's reasonable doubt, he walks. Did you see white people going out and rioting and burning things down, burning down the house when that happened, even though it was sold as racial? And some black folks went out and celebrated because, again, their identity is in being victims. Not all black folks, but a large minority of black folks, joined by white anarchists and Hispanic anarchists, that's who's doing it, who just want to go out and have an excuse. I saw some of the videos of people blocking the highway. Be one thing if a protest blocked the highway, I'd say, it's a demonstration, I get it. But people bowing up, walking up with their fist clenched by vehicles, I don't care what color you are, you come up to me with your fist bowed, I've grown up and learned not to get so angry, but there might be a problem. I was hiking up a big 10-foot wide trail yesterday, and I had earphones in, listening to a book on tape. And this mountain biker had decided, I mean, you're talking about going up a big hill. He could see me for 100 yards. He got in the rut I was in and came up behind me. And at the last second, I see him and begin to step aside, and he hit me with the handlebar. And I went, hey, man, what's the etiquette here? And the guy looks back and ignores me with earbuds and keeps going. And I went, hey, that is really aggressive. And the guy kept going, and I kind of jogged up to the top not to have a fight. But the guy got in his car looking at me and drove off. It was like that was his sacrament, was to it's like gang activity, was to bump me. And I saw these people blocking the highway and bugging their eyes out, you know, black guys at white drivers. And, I mean, I would probably flip out, folks. Somebody's, like, bowing up, blocking my car. I mean, I don't care if you're black, white, whoever you are. I'm praying to God that I wouldn't get angry. But, I mean, this is really aggressive stuff. And I'm telling you, if the media keeps hyping it, you're going to see Reginald Denny. You're going to see white people's faces beat in on the highway. And MSNBC will say, that's good. Now it's even things out. So I say we randomly pull white people out, sacrifice them to prove we're bad.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
All right, folks, I'm going to open the phones up when we start the next hour. I want your take on all of what's happening, but this is globalist corporate propaganda through the government-controlled media to create racial division in this country. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic about you know, let's sacrifice white people publicly to prove that, you know, we're sorry and atone for our evil. It is so frustrating to see this cosmology. I mean, do black folks or anybody else in this country know that until the 1880s, German white slaves called serfs were being whipped and imprisoned for not doing their work or running away? The last German province in the 1880s outlawed slavery, serfdom. There were areas, you know, in Cuba and places that didn't outlaw it till then. Do people know that white people by the hundreds of thousands conservatively every few decades would be impressed by European navies, conked on the head by a press gang, and children, men, you name it, and drugged to be slaves on ships? You were slaves. I mean, they would kill you. If you didn't follow orders, they would whip you with a cat or nine tails, and a lot of times you died from that, or drag you from stem to stern under the boat with all the barnacles. It's called keel hauling. Oh, they didn't make a roots about that. When you see Amistad or all these Amistad or whatever it is movie, I saw it, and it's just black people being beaten the whole time on ships. Do they ever show you what went on to the people that were slaves in the Navy? What do you think the draft comes from? It's just a modern version. But this was where they would hang you the third time you talked back to an officer. Hang you. Oh, but no one knows about that, even though it's mainline history, because it doesn't fit into the cosmology. So it's wide open phones, anything you want to talk about, but I'd like to get your take on, I told you that he would get off, and I told you that he would walk, and I told you that I would imagine some sporadic rioting and light violence. And that if the media then encourages it and says it's a good thing, you're going to start seeing people get drug out of their car. And it's only a matter of time, folks, till people get drug out of their cars. There's already cameramen getting roughed up and people getting their cars shooken and robbed and stuff. And the media is kind of burying that in the back of the paper instead of saying that's bad behavior. Because a demonstration is not going out and beating up a cameraman from a news station as if they did something to you. I guess they're white. That's enough. This is unbelievable, and it's just an excuse to act out and be tribal, and it's this Democratic Party idea that you get ahead by being tribal. Now, we're going to start the next hour, but the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and a whole bunch of new amazing products are available at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call the toll-free number, 888-789-9277 to ask any questions or get help signing up for auto ship to get free shipping or pay $10 and to become a distributor. Again, you can call that toll-free number that is at InfoWarsHealth.com to be able to do that, or you can also just go to InfoWarsHealth.com and order right there via the online shopping cart. And your purchases fund this hardcore operation of just telling it like it is. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you can find the ProPure water filters to cut out so much of the garbage that's in the water table and the tap water for you and your family. The lowest prices on the best gravity-fed filter out there. Promo code WATER to get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call this number. This is our offices. For any questions about ProPure, the films, the books, any of it, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Second hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.